Zacchaeus stood on his tiptoes and stretched his neck up as far as he could. "Oh, I just wish I could get one good look," he said to himself. But the mob of people before him seemed like giants. Zacchaeus was so short that even some of the children were taller than he was. "Maybe I can try to squeeze through them," thought Zacchaeus. So he inched and squished and pushed his way forward, but he still couldn't see a thing. "I give up," said Zacchaeus. He wriggled out of the crowd. "I've got to find another way to see Jesus." Then he had an idea. It was a funny idea, and he would look very funny doing it, but he had no choice. Zacchaeus lifted up his robe, tucked it into his belt, and started to run. In those days, men usually didn't run, especially not rich men like Zacchaeus, who had important jobs with the government. But Zacchaeus didn't care. He sprinted ahead of the crowd and all the way up the road. Then he did something even more shocking. He climbed a tree. Usually only children climb trees, and Zacchaeus was a grown man. But Zacchaeus would do almost anything to see Jesus. So he steadied himself on a sturdy branch of a sycamore tree and waited for the Lord Jesus to pass by. From up in the tree, he had a better view than anybody. In no time, Jesus arrived at the tree with a large crowd behind him. He stopped and looked up. "Zacchaeus," he called. Zacchaeus almost fell right out of the tree. How did Jesus know his name? Why was he talking to him? "Quick, come down," said Jesus, "for I must stay at your house today." "Stay at my house?" thought Zacchaeus. Before he knew it, he was sliding down the tree. He had never met Jesus before, but now he wanted to know him. He trusted Jesus as his Savior. With a huge smile and a happy song in his heart, Zacchaeus led Jesus all the way to his house. But behind them, the crowd started to grumble. "I can't believe Jesus is staying at that man's house. He's one of the biggest sinners in town," someone said. "Yes, Zacchaeus is the boss of all the tax collectors," said another. "He and his friends charge us more money than they should and keep the extra money for themselves. Zacchaeus is a greedy, lying thief." Zacchaeus turned around. He stood as tall as he could and said, "Lord, I know I have done wrong, but I am a new man now. I'll give half of everything I own to the poor, and I'll pay back all the money I stole, and four times as much as that." Then Jesus said to Zacchaeus and everyone else, "This man trusts in me, and he has been saved today, for I have come to seek and to save sinners just like him." Zacchaeus' eyes opened wide. He thought he was the one looking for Jesus, but Jesus had been looking for him first. Jesus wanted to forgive him for his sin. Zacchaeus hurried to get things ready for his guest. Yes, Jesus would only stay one night, but one day, Zacchaeus would stay in Jesus' house in heaven forever. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Zacchaeus' biography. Jesus came to earth to seek and save sinners. Like Zacchaeus, we are all sinners. Trust Jesus to save you and make you into a new person. You can read more about Zacchaeus in your Bible. Look up the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10.